This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It is a 7:44. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. This morning's Israel Report brought to you by Ben Dror Yamini, his Gediot Achronot journalist. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I see that there is, and I'm not sure if it is confirmed or not, but reports in Yemen, Houthi-backed prime minister eliminated in IDF strike in Sana'a. Yemeni media reports that Ahmed al-Rahawi, the Houthi-backed prime minister, was eliminated in an Israeli airstrike. Do we have further confirmation on this? Has Israel commented yet?
No, not yet. Not this morning, anyway. It was not confirmed. It looks like that he's not the only one, and some more officials, senior officials, were eliminated in this strike, but we do not know yet. We are still waiting for confirmation.
So what do we know about this attack yesterday?
Well, Houthis are not our enemy, but it looks like if we, Israel, are their enemy, because they are attacking us without any reason. Right. We don't have any conflict. We don't have any common border. We have nothing to do with them. The whole story is, like many cases in this area, it's only ideology. That's all. I mean, their flag is a death to America, death to Israel, curse the Jews. Pure anti-Semitism, pure racism. That's what they are. And you know, it's very strange because they know that Israel is going to retaliate. They know that they are going to suffer. And they continue. Why they continue, even if the damage to Israel is almost zero?
Right.
Because of ideology. It's the same idea with Hamas, okay? Now, they knew in the first place, they knew that Israel is going to retaliate. They knew that there would be destruction and bloodshed. And they went to this operation in October 7 anyway. So this is something that many times people in the West do not understand, because it is ideology of hatred, of racism, of anti-Semitism. But this is, I mean, they don't care about the destruction that they suffer. That's what they want. Actually, you see, here we are. We are victims of what? Of Israel. We are victims of, I don't know what, imperialism.
In other words, they draw themselves into a story that has really nothing to do with them. And it is questionable why, because as you said, they aren't inflicting damage on Israel. They perhaps psychological damage and perhaps inconvenience, but it doesn't have any real value. So what is really being achieved?
That's exactly the point. The point is that we think in a very rational way. Mm. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, like why?
We're going to destroy your seaports. We're going to destroy a lot of other things because we have no choice. We don't want it. We really don't want to destroy something in Yemen, which is a very poor country with the highest number of children who are actually hungry. Nobody, by the way, demonstrate in favor of them. Who cares about them? When I was in New York, I went to a demonstration when young students were shouting, Yemen, Yemen, make us proud, turn another ship around, which mean they support the Houthis,
yes,
with their terrible actions. That, by the way, most of them were not even against Israel, to turn the ship.
Yes, absolutely, it's got nothing to do with Israel.
Nothing to do. So, and they support them. So this kind of coalition of crazy, lunatic, progressive from the West and the jihad, this is the same coalition against Israel, actually. So we see this kind of combination, and we have to understand that we cannot understand that it is part of the story. We cannot understand what they are doing to themselves, but that's what they do, destruction. But destruction is the family name of all the jihad movements. Destruction for destruction, nothing, we gain nothing out of it, but we are destroying everything.
Is it possible? Is it possible that it is weapon testing for Iran?
It's possible. It's an option, but because they are not rational, we are not looking for any explanation. They do everything. What? To launch a rocket for Iran? I don't know. Maybe Iran can do it by herself. Iran did it by itself. I don't think that they need the Houthis. Maybe they like the fact that they have the Houthis because for them it's a kind of, you see, someone is bothering Israel. But in the very same time, Yemen is totally destroyed. But not only because of Israel. I mean, what the contribution of Israel to the destruction of Yemen is almost zero comparing to what they
the Houthis have done.
Themselves.
Yeah. So the question is there another approach? Because they aren't Hamas and they aren't Hezbollah. Is there a different approach that Israel could use or could have used in the war against the Houthis?
It's a very good question, I think. The best people are trying to find a way. I think the best way would be that that actually South Yemen, which Aden, maybe can interfere and do something, but they're not strong enough against North Yemen, which is controlled by the Houthis. But the solution will come from inside. Israel is not going to invade. Israel is not going to put ground force in Yemen. So we have enough. We have enough fronts. We have enough problems.
Yeah,
we are not
with.
Going to do it.
Right.
So it should be. It should be an Arab war. By the way, the Arabs around them tried to defeat them. Saudi Arabia and the Emirates, they tried. It didn't work. Just to remind us, in the 60s, there was a war, civil war in Yemen, and Egypt was involved. It didn't help. It did not help. I would say that even Egypt was a kind of defeated. And what they have, this kind of regimes that destroy Yemen now for so many years. That's what they are, self-destruction. Regimes.
Crazy. It's so not rational that it's very, very hard to understand. Let's move on to another topic, also a very, very difficult one, which is the starvation campaign or the notion that there is this starvation in Gaza as being put forward by aid organizations. And we saw yesterday that Israel pointed out the way in which figures had been manipulated and corrupted in order to achieve this. What is the latest information that we have on what is happening in Gaza?
Okay, we have to understand that concerning the conflict in Gaza, we have two fronts. One is the reality and the other one is the imaginary front and the propaganda front. And the propaganda front is actually winning because nothing can be said when you see an image of a starving boy or a girl. And that's what they do. Now, the leading newspapers in the world, in the United States, in Britain, in Italy, they published images of 12 children that are starving. And when you see it, needless to say, you have Israel, because it was inflicted by Israel. Now, a good research by Freedom Press in the United States found out that all the 12 were actually suffering from something else. Not even one of them was suffering because of stuff. All the 12. Now, how do I know that all the newspaper lies? Because almost all of them published corrections. Look, we are sorry. But the point is that out of the 100% that saw the original article, maybe 2% saw the correction. So they are kind of, you see, we did what we have to do according to the journalist ethics. But right. No, you did not. You manipulate. You could know. You could check in the first place that what you are publishing is a manipulation.
Right.
And but Israel is suffering from this kind of propaganda of lies. And the only one thing that we can do is to publish the truth. But eventually, let's admit, truth is not prevailing. You know, when I was a law student many years ago, they told me that one of the justifications for freedom of speech was truth will prevail. We need freedom of speech. Don't worry. Truth will prevail. No, it's not the story. The story is that lies prevail. And we see it now every day.
The fact that this information is available, that the United Nations have lied in terms of its own figures, do you think that it will make a difference after the war? It's clearly not making a difference now. We can see it. That's not even a question. But what happens after the war?
Look, it's a very good question. It's a very good question because we don't have a clear answer, not right now. Because I would say that, I don't know, I can only estimate that something like 20% hate Israel. They don't want to hear not about truth, not about anything else. Now, but there are many people, I would say something like 30-40 more percent that they are not basically against Israel. They are not anti-Semites. They are not anti-Zionists. But they, now, they hate Israel because of the starvation, because of the genocide. The big question is, will they change their mind after the truth will appear? I don't know. I guess some of them yes, some of them not. But the damage to Israel is already there.
I heard a comment yesterday I was listening to a podcast, and they were saying that this in every war that Israel has fought, Israel has been severely damaged during the time of the war from a PR propaganda media perspective. And that's happened over and over again. The reason that we're feeling it so acutely now is that this is a very long war, in fact, the longest war that Israel has ever fought. In most of the other wars, and pretty much all of them, it's went back to where it was before. What is your feeling about, and of course we can't know, but the day after, or weeks or months after, do you think that Israel will be able to regain what it had in the international arena?
I hope that this explanation will work again. I'm not sure. I'll tell you why I'm not sure, because I know about the brainwashing machine that is working for so many years in so many universities in the United States, in the West, many times by money which is coming from Qatar. Now, okay, yes, not all students became anti-Semites, but many of them are brainwashed with this kind of colonial state, and Israel is an imperialist and colonialist settler country, and so on. So I can just hope that many will change their mind again, but the whole brainwashing machine of what Israel is and the demonization is quite strong for many years. So we can hope that many people will change their mind, will understand that we are fighting jihad, that we are doing something that must be done. But I'm not sure that it will happen. Right. Partly, yes, it will happen, but the damage, the real damage, and not only for the short run, is already there.
Mm. That is where we do need to leave it. Very, very interesting conversation. Not an easy one, but an important one nevertheless. Ben Dror Yamini, thank you as always. He is from a Yediot Ahronot journalist, bringing us the Israel Report. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.